This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Kathleen McGookie's prose poems have appeared in countless literary journals and anthologies. Her books include Whatever Shines, October Again, At the Zoo, and a chapbook titled Mended. She has taught at Western Michigan University, Hope College, and the Interlochen Center for the Arts. McGookie reads her poetry to anyone who will listen, academic and literary audiences, first grade school children, even her mail carrier. Here, she reads a poem called Equation for Poetry from her newest collection, Mended.
Equation for Poetry. Subtract eyelash from feather. Then add crescent moon. Divide by lightning plus seagull and wood smoke plus October. Don't add eternity, vow, or lake, or the moon's pale reflection as silk path from water to sky. Carp are not the square root of anything. X must equal a real place. If your answer is irrational, start over. Subtract sunrise from rooftop. Divide by maple leaf unfurling. Take away dawn. Add wire fence times dirt and soldiers minus rain. Multiply by ruby-throated hummingbird to the power of 10. Then add black cat with white paws and muzzle. Subtract click of locks releasing. Add brass key.
Kathy, what is poetry to you? It's such a personal thing, and it's different for every poet. What is poetry to you outside of Equation for Poetry?
Sure. Well, when people ask me that question, what I often say is it's a way to pay attention and really very close attention, sometimes to the smallest thing, to the smallest moment. And sometimes for me, too, it's a way of saving a small moment, a place to keep things. Yeah, yeah. Then it never gets lost as long as you don't lose the poem.
So I read somewhere that you dedicated yourself to writing while a student, and you were on study abroad in Paris. So tell us how that moment came that you somehow realized that you had a calling.
Yeah. What I really felt was, even though I was pretty fluent in French, I couldn't say everything I wanted to say. I still felt at some level unable to completely express myself. And so I found myself, when I was writing in my journal in English, just really loving that ability to be as articulate as I could. And I remember having the experience of standing in a bookstore, I think it was at Shakespeare and Company, and reading a book in English and just feeling so connected to the author that I wanted to recreate that experience with a reader. I hoped that would find me.
You've also done work, as you said, in French. What's that like, expressing yourself in a language, translations as well, that aren't native to you? What's that cultural shift like?
Oh, I found it really hard. I found it, expressing myself in French, I felt like I was always going to be making a mistake that I might not know about. And it's funny, translating from French to English, I mean, I had that same fear that I would be making a mistake. And I did make plenty of mistakes, but I had people check me. And I finally got to the point where, with the translations I did, that I said, okay, if I make a small mistake or even a big one, I think it's worth the price of introducing this writer to readers who would not have read him otherwise. It was the first time his work was translated into English. So I kind of made that deal with myself. You know, I can be human.
But that's what editors are for.
You hope, but you know.
Now, you've given a multitude of readings over the years at universities, colleges, and conferences. And I think you've also written a poem for your mail carrier.
Yes.
And I think read a poetry in one of your children's school classroom.
Yes.
That experience of connection between writer and reader and the public, how does that differ with the different audiences? I mean, from that child's classroom to maybe in a conference or a university?
I think the level of enthusiasm is different, and maybe the immediate response is different, definitely with like a class of first graders.
So they were enthused?
They were very enthused. I read a poem called Sweater Weather by Sharon Bryan, which is just this playful, it's a love song to the language, and they just loved it. And they had me read it several times, in fact, and each time just burst out laughing at the different phrases. So that's a very responsive audience. Not to say adult audiences don't respond in different ways, but I've enjoyed actually going into the classrooms with kids quite a lot. I also like to visit classrooms and do like a Q&A and interact with students that way. I really enjoy being able to talk about writerly concerns or whatever's on their mind and, you know, show that I'm really just a person. I don't know if they think I'm not, if they first see a poem of mine, but everyone's human.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm talking with Kathleen McGookie, the author of Mended. This slim collection of prose poetry is in great part about grief and sorrow, and a poet coping with her pain.
My parents died within 2 weeks of each other about 13, 14 years ago. And when they died, I had my infant son was 10 months old. So in the space of about a year, I had as many changes as you can imagine. And so the poems that I wrote since then, for a long time, all grew out of those dual experiences of having an infant, of losing my parents. And so that's where the poems Grief and Sorrow come from. Luckily, happily, you know, I'm not writing quite the same sorrowful poems anymore. Time has passed and I can write on other things now. But when I was putting together this book, I actually had two full-length manuscripts I'd been sending out without any luck. And I thought, okay, well, if these never get taken, I'm going to try to boil them down and take the most essential poems from each one and put it in a chapbook and see if I can have something happen with that. And so that's what I did. That's where the two sections came from. And it's really the essence of those two manuscripts that were circulating with no home. And that's how Mended came to be.
Now, many writers will talk about writing as therapy. Did it work that way for you, putting this collection together, help you cope with the grief and the loss?
You know, I came across a quote by Marvin Bell the other day. Someone sent it to me, and he said, art is a survival skill. And it really made sense to me because art was the way I survived that. And it was the way that I survived and kept my relationships intact. You know, when you grieve, you go through so many emotions, and one of them is anger, and, you know, whoever's nearby you sometimes gets the brunt of that. And I was grateful that I had poetry to help me survive that experience.
You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. I've been talking with Kathleen McGookie, the author of Mended. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.